to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In my judgment, it's going to be negative.
Are U.S. Treasury bonds still safe to invest in?
Very much so. I think there's a... This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
Again, you take that and on the backdrop of him, the same guy, writing in 1966, that was, what, 55 years earlier? This is the shabby secret of the welfare statists' tirades against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. You know, in the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. I am not aware of Alan Greenspan's efforts to do away with the funny money scheme. So what are we to make of that juxtaposition of ideological statements? They're at odds with each other. What he said in 2011 is at odds with what he wrote in 1966. It seems pretty self-evident to me what's going on there. Back to the Mises piece quickly. The United States has a legal and constitutional silver standard, although we would not know it today. Since the government has illegally and unconstitutionally removed silver as currency and replaced it with the Federal Reserve notes that we know as dollar bills, the term dollar bills obscures the actual and tangible meaning of dollar as a specific weight of silver. Back to John's point. The United States has historically minted gold coins as well as silver coins, as the Constitution instructed. It regulated their value, the weight of gold they contained, in order to bring the meaning of a gold dollar into conformity with the silver standard coin, which contains 371.25 grains of pure silver. This, too, was constitutionally mandated. Anyway, you know, I could go on. There's more of the history, but the point is simple. 371.25 grains of silver doesn't change. It's something that's sort of immutable, you might say. It's a fixed weight and measure. And so if you do that and you're not messing with the scales, then you can't cheat people the way that this funny paper money scheme does. And people don't realize that at this point, in a very real and literal sense, the purchasing power, for sure, is of the Federal Reserve note is very arbitrary. It's very fluid. And depending on who you're talking to and what country or what situation, you know, it represents different purchasing power. But there's no value. And so its use is... And it's, you know, the psychological implications are sort of mythical. We've been conscripted to this evil scheme. And, you know, people have, I think, assuaged anyone who really starts to understand how this works, either invokes a form of learned helplessness or assuages their troubled conscience because they're benefiting from the disparity that's created in one way or another. And that should stop. We should stop stealing from one another and others. Because, you know, really we're stealing from ourselves. In a related sort of thing, real quick before we go back to the phones. I got a message yesterday about a, well, it was a picture of a silo on the farm of a family friend, some farmland of a family friend. It says, this container is in a field across from this person's house. It's filled with Roundup and mandatory for the farmers to use, regulated by the Farm Services Agency. It says, parenthetically, I believe that's the name she mentioned, if they want assistance. And so, you know, my response is how sad. Apparently, assistance is a relative term. And, you know, her husband fell ill and passed quickly. So, you know, I said, and that was a while ago, but, you know, she's undoubtedly entitled to a settlement, particularly in the wake of his passing. Not that she'd take blood money. And, you know, then I included a link to the Baum Hedlund Monsanto Roundup lawsuit, where is glyphosate banned? And a little excerpt. And you can still find Roundup commercials all over television, even though, as the Baum Hedlund page points out, most of the glyphosate restrictions or bans throughout the world were introduced following the 2015 IARC report on glyphosate. The IARC report concluded that glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen, which, again, same as this funny money business, was known at least 25 years ago, 20, 25, 30 years ago, before they started using it, before it became prolific in farming use back in the mid-90s. According to the report, Baum Hedlund notes, the cancers most associated with glyphosate exposure were found to be non-Hodgkin lymphoma and other hematopoietic cancers. The report further concluded that glyphosate exposure caused DNA and chromosomal damage in human cells, as well as genotoxic, hormonal, and enzymatic effects in mammals. Other glyphosate studies have linked the chemical to a number of health issues, including but not limited to ADHD, Alzheimer's disease, autism, birth defects, various forms of cancer, celiac disease, colitis, heart disease, inflammatory bowel syndrome, kidney disease, liver disease, and Parkinson's disease. A lot of that, you know, at the end there, you can hear Stephanie Seneff's work, I think, sort of echoed. And, you know, so this person, you know, in the exchange, the person, you know, the person with the farmland, the silo is close to their house. The person says, you know, it's a complicated way to make us sick. I say it is complicated, and it isn't, you know. And I believe in kind of the form and fashion that we talk about on this broadcast that our apathy and greed are sort of played upon to induce these, you know, or to produce these psychological effects that allow the introduction of the complications, so to speak. In this case, 27 plus countries, 9,000 plus lawsuits, billions of dollars in settlements, and more coming, seems to clearly illustrate that this is a simple issue. If it's as much or more of a people killer as it is a weed and bug killer, then it shouldn't be allowed in the marketplace. Isn't it that simple? Furthermore, those who had foreknowledge should probably be criminally prosecuted. When was the last time a banking scheme was criminally prosecuted? To me, I go back to the SNL scandal of the 80s, the Keating Five, who, by the way, you know, a number of the bad guys, including John McCain, by the way, evaded rightful prosecution, I would say. And then you fast forward to the 2008 nonsense. The only person prosecuted was the whistleblower. This is where we are in America. These are mile markers. But you know what? We have Waze and Google and all of these other technologies. We don't need to pay attention to mile markers anymore, right? We've been conned over and over, suborned and conscripted for decades. And in the case of the agricultural stuff, you know, perhaps beginning with the Agricultural Adjustment Act, but Wickard versus Filburn, anybody reads it? Man, you're in bed with the mob. No, we own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. You know? It's literally the message of the Wickard versus Filburn case back in the early 1940s. But what do? When you're a farmer and you don't want to participate in this scheme, but all of the farms around you are falling to this predatory nonsense, whether by ignorance or other effort, what do? You know, I don't want to participate, but everyone starts growing subsidized wheat around you, which manipulates, they say influences, but it manipulates the market for very well-known, well-established reasons. And again, I go back to Madison, James Madison, Federalist number 62, sagacious and moneyed few were able to harvest the benefits of government regulations. People know, and as he said, you know, those who are able to trace the consequences of the legislation, they benefit from a harvest reared not by themselves, but by the toils and cares of the great body of their fellow citizens. If we informed people's discretion, I really don't think it would take long. You know, if we had that Jeffersonian education of about 3 years or so, it'd be enough, 3 years. Could we all take the time, invest the time to learn a few things? For example, how money works, because John Adams said all the perplexities, confusions, and distress in America arise from this issue, ignorance of the nature of coin credit and circulation. And you could make a very real argument, I think, today for the same sentiment. All of the schemes and things that arise as a result, we've all been suborned and conscripted to all of these schemes and vampirism and predation of one another. Where does it end? You know, I don't mean to go on and rant, but, you know, it's frustrating. It is tragic and heartbreaking to watch. To watch a people who should know better, who should learn from their own troubled history and that of other countries, which sounds a lot like what Jefferson was getting at in the bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. Learn the lessons of history, and those should be immutable lessons, if you will. Stop letting the victors write the history books. Learn the lessons of the Rees Committee. And go back, and before it's too late, you know, before the fraud is buried in the Hoover Institution at Stanford and wherever else, the basement of Rockefeller Center and so forth, if it's not burned in some waste barrel already, save those lessons of history. Back to the phones. We lost Thomas. Thomas, sorry we lost you. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Rhonda. Man.
Hi. Yeah, I know, right? It's interesting because you keep going in and out of, you know, subjects that I wanted to talk about, so I guess this qualifies as being relevant, right? Okay.
Everything you usually talk about is definitely relevant, so fire away.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, wheat and GMOs and stuff. I stopped doing wheat, gosh, probably in 2012, and corn. And this is the thing, Chris, because kind of like people who trust their doctors, right, and they have a side effect, well, they're just like, well, the doctor said I probably have it, so I'm not going to do anything about it. But you really do need to listen to your body, because when I was doing wheat and corn, I could have been a victim of a pacemaker and a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Because I was like, my heart.
And your once daily Enoro for your COPD or whatever, yeah.
Well, it creates inflammation, the corn, and the wheat made my heart beat funny. But you cannot believe how many products have high fructose corn syrup. You can't hardly get away from it. It's amazing.
Well, and you probably just have a gluten allergy, Rhonda, so anyway.
An intolerance for sure, Chris.
Right.
Yeah, so...
No, it's, by the way, for those who don't...
I have to read every label.
For those who don't understand the joke, you don't have a gluten intolerance problem. You have a glyphosate poisoning problem. Anyway, I digress.
Right. So I stopped doing that, but one thing I noticed when I stopped doing wheat was my eyes. I used to wear my lenses for my glasses were like -400. Stopped doing wheat and it went down. It improved to -200. So
wow.
And it's probably even better now. I don't really need my glasses for much.
You cut your screen time down a little bit and then all of a sudden you had 20/20 vision. Just kidding. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, but what I wanted to call about was that conversation we had the other day, because it's been bothering me when that guy said, the big corporation, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
So the little bit of TV that I do watch is usually, I love a good mystery, you know, I like to solve mysteries and, you know, but on ID Discovery is what I usually, you know, listen to when I watch TV at night for a few minutes. But there's a lot of terms that they, you know, float around, like attempted murder, negligent homicide, going to jail for bodily harm and injury.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you think about it, the corporations, right? Remember when, was it the Obama administration? Well, and this is probably something you know a lot about, because I read a little bit about it. And it talked about corporations having the same rights as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw I read a document on how it goes back to the founding fathers. And yes, they do, and they should, and all the reasons why, and all that. But here's my point. So he said that, and I was thinking, okay, so you have a large corporation. What are you going to do about it? So I searched, and I found a document from the Department of Justice, right? It's called, it's to all component heads and United States attorneys from the Deputy Attorney General, signed on June 16th, 1999, subject bringing criminal charges against corporations. And then one section I found kind of interesting was, it says, finally, certain crimes that carry with them a substantial risk of great public harm, environmental crimes, or financial frauds are by nature most likely to be committed by businesses, and there may therefore be a substantial federal interest in indicting the corporation. So,
yeah.
Why, and you talk about pre-crime, so let's talk about 5G and pre-crime, shall we?
Yeah.
I mean... Come on. I keep saying somebody needs to do something, but it says corporations are legal persons capable of suing and being sued and capable of committing crimes. So this is what I wanted. I didn't want any money from my mom's death with Levaquin. I wanted it off the market. But interestingly enough, I went to look it up, and they've taken it off the market, Chris. They took it off the market. And then I found the plausible deniability doctors. We didn't know,
right?
Document. But it's off the market now. Can I hold?
Yep, absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Just briefly, Levaquin is fluoroquinolone, and there are a number of those, and I can't put my fingers immediately on, you know, I've mentioned the sort of revolving door. Some gets FDA approved, and then, you know, yesterday's FDA approved drug is tomorrow's class action lawsuit. Actually, no, it's yesterday's FDA approved drug is today's class action lawsuit is tomorrow's rebranded wonder drug. That's how it works, and that's why, you know, I mentioned the fluoroquinolone sort of saga, and there are other drugs they've been what I would call overprescribed. Any prescription is questionable, but even though the FDA even will tell you in their little product disclosures that, even though they say, you know, in their little documents, what are the side effects? See this section, see that section. Wait, I just want to know what the side effects are. You know, they include things like liver damage, which includes a host of subsidiary problems, central nervous system effects, serious allergic reactions, skin rash, intestine infection, mood swings, changes in sensation, possible nerve damage, serious heart rhythm change, blood sugar level changes, sensitivity to sunlight, joint problems, which calls to mind the inflammation that you're talking about, Rhonda, dizziness, headache, constipation, nausea, diarrhea, all kinds of other side effects. But it's FDA approved, so what could possibly go wrong?
Well, and one of the other bad things about that drug is, like, 2 weeks before my mom passed away, I noticed something was off, and I said, Mom, what's wrong with you? Now, keep in mind, I didn't know that they gave her Levaquin. I said, Mom, what's wrong with you? And she goes, I don't know, is something wrong? I go, okay. That's how evil that drug is.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, so I think, here's what I think. Do you know how they put, can't you invest in the jail system? I mean, don't they have that, like, on the stock market or something? You know, where people can invest in the prisons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Yeah.
Yeah, it's big business.
So I think what they should do is take all these people, put them in a mental ward, psychopaths, with, you know, bars around, because they'll probably try to escape, because they need help, and put that on the stock market, you know? And invest in that, because there's a lot of psychopaths and things out there, and you put them in there and, you know, try to rehabilitate some. I don't know if they can be rehabilitated or not. But anyway, so, you know, you mentioned from time to time that, you know, you see these commercials, and you're right, it does say do not take the product if you're allergic to any of the ingredients. And you said, how would I know I don't take it?
Right.
Well, you probably have had to sign something that says if you had a reaction, you're not going to sue. But what I think should be attached to all these things is if it kills one person, it should stop. It should automatically stop. I don't think it should even get that far, but it should stop with one person. Who knows what 5G...
It's so crazy how deranged our thinking has become. You know, that's fine. You can have commercials that say side effects may include death, and we can continue to produce this drug. If you or I killed someone, well, you know, you'd probably go to prison, or they give you the death penalty for that one person. But a drug that has side effects that may include death, but wait, we can make another drug for a thing that injures people, that the thing isn't killing people, but the drug is, and we can mandate the drug. That's what's going on. I mean, that's what's happening in the vaccine discussion. How many folks are we hearing are actually dying from measles? People catch it. Oh, it's contagious. Who's dying from it? No one's dying from it, but people have been killed by the drug and permanently injured.
Was that you that mentioned that there was a lady who had she got the vaccine for measles. Oh, a flight attendant. Was that you? And she got the vaccine for measles, and now she's got encephalitis, and she's in a coma in the hospital somewhere. Isn't that nice?
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, so I think all these people that have proof, Chris, should take these, you know, like the health ranger, you know, Mike Adams. They should all get together. If you have proof that these things are harmful to society, they should all get together, because there's power in numbers, and take them to task. Sue them all. They can't kill them all, can they?
I don't think so. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Public Broadcasting
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
I want to maybe, you mentioned it, Rhonda. Talk about private prisons in a minute, but go ahead. You were saying, actually, I was thinking about playing the clip. You know, you said people who have proof should all get together. They can't kill them all, can they? And I think of the Brzezinski, you know, his little, it's easier, we are at a place now where it is easier to kill a million people than it is to control a million people. You know, that nonsense. So, you know, I think of that anyway. So, I don't know. I guess it depends on who you ask, not to be crass, but
right. And you look at, I saw a video on vaccines again, another one, and you might have seen it, where all the studies are flawed because of the people that they use for testing. You know, they take out the ones that have, you know,
right.
Well, I can't. You know what
it's
I mean?
Kind of
right?
like a study where, you know, does smoking cause cancer? Well, everyone is smoking. These people are smoking a pack a day. These people are smoking two packs a day. Look, it's the same. It's no different. No, that's not a
right.
real
it's
study.
It's not comparing apples to apples, right? So they
right.
Put,
it's not comparing
choose.
Unvaccinated
so that,
to folks on
right.
any sort
so
of schedule.
Just vaccinated. So the outcome is exactly what they expect
mm-hmm.
and want. So anyway, so I think all these, like, if I had the evidence, you bet your booty I'd go up there and sue them. I don't. You know, I don't have the evidence. I mean, there are people that are scientists and, you know, have studied GMOs and, you know, 5G and vaccines, and they all need to get together and do a lawsuit, not for money, because they're trying to harm the population. And again, it says here that, and put them in jail at least, but certain crimes that carry with them a substantial risk of great public harm, environmental crimes or financial frauds, are by their nature most likely to be committed by businesses, and therefore you can sue. So, you know, you stop it, not to get money, because money comes and goes. When you talk about money, I'm reminded of when I took a math class, Chris, and they started talking about imaginary numbers, and I was like, what? Mm-hmm. That's where my head goes. Money makes me crazy. The whole, because it's a concept in my mind, and my mind just empties out. I know, I look at it like it's a means to an, you know, the end or whatever, and then mm-hmm. whatever. But, you know, it's necessary, but, you know, I can't believe these people that take money and shut their mouth. What's wrong with them? You know? Good grief. I bet they probably have something on them, some sort of bribe. And I'm going to save something else for Father's Day, which is a really interesting conversation. I'll save that for June. But it kind of goes with this just a little bit, but I'll save it. But that one's going to be interesting, too. But anyway, back to this. Why don't these people? I don't have the proof, otherwise I would do it. Now, I know it costs money, and, well, you can't get an attorney, but I'm sure there's some attorney that, you know, that's what I found with my mom. You know, oh, she's too old. Nope, sorry. Where are you going to go from there? Now, I can sue the doctor for criminal harm, but, you know, you're going to need a lot of money for that. So I hate mm-hmm. money. Hate money. Anyway, so I think the solution would be for these people that actually have the evidence, because that's how people get in trouble, is when you have evidence against what they're saying and you can prove that they're causing harm, which they are, and round them up, throw them in a mental institution or jail, you pick, whatever, for a long time. And then they won't need money. They won't care about money, and then they might think about their crimes while they're sitting there in jail and stewing on it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what a mess. Anyway, well, I guess that's all I had to say about that. But thanks for taking my call, Chris.
You're welcome, Rhonda. Thank you. There was a wise man who once said, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on, until the bulk of society is reduced to mere automatons of misery with sensibilities left only for sinning and suffering. Gosh, that sounds like America these days. You know, who is spending time up in the, you know, the loft or the high rise or the attic of Maslow's hierarchy, so to speak? Everyone in America, generally speaking, just trying to survive, just trying to get by. You know, even if you're what some folks would call upper middle class people, you know, everybody's trying to generally speaking, people are just trying to get by and capture their piece of the American dream. But I think it's hard to find folks who, I would say most of America is functionally illiterate these days. Certainly to the fundamentals of what is happening. And that's so ironic, you know, which gets back to kind of where I was before I go back there, on the corrections issue, private prisons and so forth. CCA is the big name. It's not CCA anymore because, like Blackwater, you know, when your reputation is tarnished, you have to just, you know, rebrand. So it's CoreCivic now. It was CCA, Corrections Corporation of America. That's the, and as I understand it, it's actually the second largest, but it's the name that everyone knows. So there are some interesting write-ups. If you look, you look up private corrections, you'll find things like the documentary Corrections by Ashley Hunt, produced by Jonas Hudson. And Ashley Hunt, that's an interesting look. And people have no idea. I mean, from the corrections documentary, private prisons are back. What? And this is like so many other things. Again, you know, I mentioned the Tontine the other day. So many Ponzi schemes that were outlawed, you know, what we call insurance today in many forms was a scheme that was outlawed. The Tontine scheme, the Ponzi schemes of old, you know, the money nonsense that we're talking about today and yesterday and the day before. These are things that have been outlawed over even our own history in America. The predation of one another. So private prisons are back, outlawed at the beginning of the 20th century. Really? Oh, yeah. Go to the Wikipedia entry for private prison and under the section United States, click on early history. Privatization of prisons can be traced to the contracting out and confinement and care of prisoners after the American Revolution. Deprived of the ability to ship criminals and undesirables to the colonies, undesirables, Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, you know. Eliminationism is the, you know, it's that echo of history that reverberates, the eugenicists' dream to exterminate the undesirables. Eliminationism. So this began the placement of prisoners on hulks used as prison ships moored in English ports. In 1852, on the Northwest San Francisco Bay in California, inmates of the prison ship Weyban began building a contract facility to house themselves. Isn't that awesome? In a sort of panopticon fashion, you know. And it's interesting, you see these things, and anyway, there's more, but private prison, private corrections is one of the terms that you can search. You find the Mother Jones article back in 2016 by Monica Borland, or excuse me, that's the letter, it's Madison Pauley, Brief History of America's Private Prison Industry. It's another big one. The documentary 13th is another one in recent years that sort of gets to the issue of legalized slavery, so to speak. As long as it's voluntary, as long as it's legalized, then, you know, fine. But, you know, back to those other articles, the dawn of the reliance economy, your attention was never the end game. We kind of circle back around to this conversation, I think. The more we know, PSA, you know, hopefully it changes our behavior and action, the more that we actually learn and decide for ourselves. I mean, you know, speaking of the corporations, one of the things I was thinking of along the way of the conversation with Rhonda is obviously that letter, Thomas Jefferson to James Madison back in 1789, when he wrote the question whether one generation of men has a right to bind another seems never to have been started either on this side or our side of the water. You know, he's writing from Paris. Yet it is a question of such consequences as not only to merit decision, but place also among the fundamental principles of every government. You know, the idea that you can get sucked into detachment syndrome where it's a corporation doing it and there's no person, oh, well, you know, and that lends itself to psychopathy. When you have a society that's predominated by corporations that don't have mission statements or vision statements or morals or ethics, because it's a dead thing. It's not a living person. In spite of 5 USC 551, person includes an individual, partnership, corporation, what? Association or public or private organization other than an agency. Anyway, Jefferson wrote, the course of reflection in which we are immersed here on the elementary principles of society has presented this question to my mind. That is, whether one generation of men has a right to bind another. And, you know, the question of perpetuity arises as well. So Jefferson says, no such obligation can be so transmitted, I think, very capable of proof. I set out on this ground, which I suppose to be self-evident, that the earth belongs in usufruct to the living. And that is apparently a sentiment that predates his letter that we should all probably investigate. So he says, I set out on this ground, which I suppose to be self-evident, that the earth belongs in usufruct to the living, that the dead have neither powers nor rights over it. Is a corporation really a living thing, a living, breathing person? The proportion occupied by any individual ceases to be his when he himself ceases to be and reverts to the society. The society has formed no rules for the appropriation of its lands and severalty. It will be taken by the first occupants. You know, you see those old films where there's an abandoned home or something, and how is that possible? So there's more on the specifics, but, you know, you continue on in his letter. Interesting points. What is true of every member of the society individually is true of them all collectively. Has that been turned on its head? Since the rights of the whole can be no more than the sum of the rights of the individuals. Collectivists don't want you to think that, though. To keep our idea clear, our ideas clear when applying them to a multitude, let us suppose a whole generation of men born on the same day, who obtain mature age on the same day, and die on the same day, leaving a succeeding generation in the moment of attaining their mature age altogether. Let the ripe age be supposed of 21 years, and the period of life 34 years more, that being the average term given by the bills of mortality to persons who have already attained 21, so 55 years of age. Successive generation would in this way come on and go off the stage at a fixed moment, as individuals do now. Anyway, it's interesting how he chases that concept out, and is this something that people think about? And he goes into a few different examples. You know, and I've mentioned it before, but since, you know, to that end, he also wrote, on similar ground, it may be proved that no society can make a perpetual constitution. Again, I think of Lysander Spooner sort of echoing these sentiments a little bit. Fine, then let's all sign our name to it. On similar ground, it may be proved that no society can make a perpetual constitution or even a perpetual law. The earth belongs always to the living generation. They may manage it then, and what proceeds from it, as they please during their usufruct. They are masters too of their own persons, and consequently may govern them as they please. But persons and property make the sum of the objects of government. The Constitution and the laws of their predecessors extinguished then in their natural course with those who gave them being. This could preserve that being till it ceased to be itself and no longer. Every constitution then and every law naturally expires at the end of 19 years. If it be enforced longer, it is an act of force and not of right. It may be said that the succeeding generation exercising, in fact, the power of repeal, this leaves them as free as if the constitution or law had been expressly limited to 19 years only. Interesting concepts, you know, how we get ourselves sucked into, you know, Alice in Wonderland, basically, versus these kinds of things. If we would just ruminate on them, what would that, what kind of consequences would that have? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Chose man to make me blue.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. Now you think of, I think of passages like Proverbs 4:7, for example. The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. You know, this we have all of this acquiring these days. And a parallel passage in my mind, and I can sort of hear my grandfather talking, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. Not that he quoted that passage, but that's the matter of fact sort of way that he used to address things of this nature. So we talked about the money system. It's a scheme that is it's an unconstitutional monopoly that was sanctioned by Congress through intrigue and deception and all kinds of chicanery and stuff. That's a well-established fact of history. And the Grace Commission back in 1984 told us that all the individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services that taxpayers expect from their government. It services the federal debt. So it doesn't build a single road or bridge or church or hospital or school or, you know, any of that. Did that change? And by the way, what about taxation without representation? You know, I guess we can set aside inflation for now, the invisible tax, or so-called. Just go to this other stuff. You know, the Federal Reserve. I mean, in a sense, the income tax and many others are a control mechanism in Stockholm Syndrome fashion. Since, as Greenspan pointed out, the Federal Reserve can print whatever it wants, then kind of like PBS and NPR and everybody having fundraisers, that's really just drawing us all in, isn't it, in Stockholm Syndrome fashion. Seems like we should get wise. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "This principle that the earth belongs to the living and not the dead is of very extensive application and consequences in every country." Imagine if we understood and it resonated. We are in a unique moment, I would say, in history. We have all of the tools and the ability to know all these things, including from our own history. And yet, what is happening? I hope it was informative. Thomas, Timothy, sorry we missed you. As always, it truly is an honor and pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to...